Yeah, so we saw a guy come out with coffee and cookies, and I see everybody inside eating coffees and cookies. So I was telling brother and sister here, this isn't a place of biblical gospel. This isn't a place of holiness and righteousness. This is not Cornerstone Community Church. Oh, I'm holding my phone up. I keep holding my phone up like I'm making video. I'm making an audio. I switch back and forth. It's not a place of coming out of the world. It's not a place of preaching sound doctrine. It's not a place of lifting up Christ crucified, walking in righteousness. It's a coffee, cookie, and donut place. And that's what you feed to goats. What's a goat? We talk about this a lot. Maybe you just found our website. You don't know what that means. Jesus said in Matthew 25, he's coming to separate the sheep from the goats. The sheep are the ones that heard Jesus' voice and follow him. And they obey his word. They come out of the world. They come out of these false church systems. The goats are all the people of the world and false religion that are not following their Savior, the Savior, to eternal life. So you're either a sheep of God, come out of the world, come out of corrupt church systems, or you're a goat. And this is a goat farm. I didn't see one sheep here today. Did you, brother?
I didn't see one.
Sister, did you see one sheep here today?
No.
I think I saw someone closer to a sheep at the Roman Catholic Church, the Lisa guy that came out and talked a little bit of truth, than the fruit here at these evangelical places where the man came out and wanted to defend sin and told us no way we could leave sin. He lied and said, I don't believe you don't watch TV, that you don't watch sports and movies. And he did what Jesus said you shouldn't do. He made unrighteous judgments full of lies about us and said, we probably make money off of our website. And the other older man that stood out here, you probably heard him on audio if you listened to all these, he said, I don't believe you're the true church of God. Yet he couldn't open the Bible and give us one thing that we did or said unbiblical. But yet he hid his church. I'm not going to tell you what my church is. And why do they do that? Because they know we're going to either test it online or we might show up. Well, wow. There's a novel thought. You have a church that says everyone's welcome except the preachers of righteousness and those seeking after Jesus Christ. Those are the people that aren't welcome. I guess Paul wouldn't be welcome then. I guess John the Baptist wouldn't be welcome. I guess Peter wouldn't be welcome. I guess Jesus Christ, the biblical Savior, would not be welcome. But false Jesus, feminization with their lady overseers here, worldliness with their pastor that loves college football so much it's on his bio, and we saw the fruit of it today. Harlotry, heresy, feminization. And we're waiting to see if anyone else is coming out. We're just standing peacefully on a sidewalk. Oh, yeah, I'm preaching boldly. The last time I read the book of Proverbs, it says the righteous will be bold as a lion. Jesus said, lift up your voice from the rooftop. Brother, can we get to the rooftop here? Now, they'd probably arrest us. So we're doing legal. We're standing on the public sidewalk, proclaiming the truth to call them out to the saving of their souls.